Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
If you already have a fake Christmas tree, is it weird to go look at real ones for fun? Is that like tree window shopping, or are you basically cheating on your fake tree?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Not cheating on your tree.
I don't know. Is it?
It just seems like.
Are you not appreciating what you have?
That's true.
Or that is true. Is this just a part of like seasonal activities?
All right. Let's break it down. Sup. Welcome to Nieces Know Best. The first one of December, by the way. God, this year flew by. This year flew by. Crazy. In case you don't know what this is, let me introduce you really quick to Jess's niece, Maya. Who is this young lady?
Maya is 10 years old. Oh my God, she turns 11 next week.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Wow, okay.
Oh my God, that's crazy. So all my family's on the West Coast, and once a week I have a conversation with Maya just about different things that are going on in my life because I like to get her opinion because I feel like kids are unapologetically themselves at all times.
So what's going on this week? What's the issue?
So with this, I have a fake tree and I've had my fake tree up since literally the second week of November, but I still kind of want to go to a tree lot for fun.
If you already have a fake Christmas tree, is it weird to go and look at real ones like just for fun? Because I've had a fake tree up since like the second week of November and I love it. But now that all of the tree lots are up, I still kind of want to go to a tree lot. Is that weird?
So I thought that you were speaking for the public when you said, if you have a fake tree, I'm like, no, of course she doesn't have a fake tree. She's a Dutra. You have a fake tree?
Yes.
Stop. No. This time, I'm not letting you explain yourself. I am done. I am disappointed in you.
The reason why we have a fake tree is truly so we can experience the Christmas tree longer. I didn't want to have to wait for the Christmas tree lots. And being able to wake up and look at my Christmas tree every single morning for the past month has brought me so much joy.
Yeah, okay. I hear you out. And now I am calm like a little butterfly. So I still think that you should go out and just look at all the real trees because the smell, it's incredible. I just like real trees better. You know, the effort of like getting it into your house and decorating it. You know, you aren't cheating. You're just exploring your options, girl.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Oh my God, stop.
It almost sounds like you're like, yeah, cheating on your tree in a sense. It's like your tree's not good enough for you now. It's like it's not enough tree for you, so you got to step out and go get pleasure from other trees or something.
Or is going to a Christmas tree lot, should that just be included in like the seasonal festivities? Like what's the difference between like you want to go ice skating, but you also want to go to the Christmas Village in the Inner Harbor. And then you also want to go see the lights on Miracle on 34th Street. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just close your eyes when you're driving because you don't want to see the other Christmas lights on the road because you have to save your eyeballs for the Christmas on 34th Street. So I feel like maybe going to the tree lots can count as like drinking hot chocolate.
I just don't know that anyone goes. And maybe I'm wrong, which rarely happens on this show, by the way. It doesn't usually happen, so let's take that into account. I just don't know that anyone goes to look at Christmas trees for fun in the Christmas tree lot. You know what I mean?
It like, should usually, count as window shopping because everyone doesn't always buy stuff when you go to the mall.
Let's try it again. I've just never known anyone other than Jess Dutra.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you go to the Christmas tree lot, you go to buy a lot. It'd be like going to Home Depot just to like look at the hammers and then leaving. Like you go because you want to go buy a hammer. You don't go just to look at the hammers and then leave.
But sometimes we go to Costco just for the samples and to walk through the aisles because it's fun.
Who does that?
Does anyone else? I mean, come on.
No.
A ton of people go to Costco for the samples. That's like half of the fun of being able to go to Costco.
Wait, you go to Costco just to eat the samples and then you leave and you buy zero things?
Totally. Maybe I'll get like a piece of pizza. But you can totally go to Costco just for the samples because it's just fun walking through there. Especially if you have on Heelys and you can go through the little aisles.
Now I feel like you're lying.
It's open spaces.
Now she's making this up. Now I don't believe her anymore.
I'm just saying.
Does anybody go to the Christmas tree? I think Jess is the only person on the planet that just goes to the Christmas tree lot just to look at the Christmas trees. But then you don't buy them. You just look at them and then you leave. Like as a recreational activity. Let's find out. This is Jamie. What's up, Jamie? Good morning.
Good morning.
You actually will just go to Costco, eat the samples, and leave.
Yeah, there's so many samples. How do you know? Like, you don't want to buy the full product. You just want to see what it tastes like first.
No.
You like it? Maybe next time you go back and you get it.
Exactly.
but do you?
It's a whole activity.
But do you actually go back and buy it, or are you just going in there and using this place like a food court and leaving? Because that's not what it's there for, y'all.
That is what it's there for.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You could ask a friend to go get coffee, or you could ask a friend you want to go sample Saturday.
No.
And I'm choosing sample Saturday every time.
That's not what it's there.
My kid used to look forward to sample Saturday. Like, if it's raining outside and they can't go out, obviously, we go window shop at Costco or Sam's Club.
That's what I'm talking about. Jamie's my people.
Sample. You know, Saturday.
Exactly.
And you don't feel guilty about that at all, because you guys realize, I mean, they're there. That's there as like an upsell. They're trying to like get you to buy that product. It's not for fun. It's not trick or treating. You know what I mean?
It is for fun.
It's not. It's not. That's not a recreational activity. You know.
Well, if I like it and I come back and they sold it.
Maybe. What percentage of the time do you think you actually buy the product?
Probably about 75%.
Okay, well, maybe it works then. Maybe it does work. Okay, so then what do you think about Jess's idea about just going to a Christmas tree lot? She never buys the tree, but she just goes and looks at them because she just
the
wants to,
the smell is the sample.
How do you feel
it's
about
definitely
that?
Definitely the smell. It's perfect.
Is that weird, though?
It makes sense.
It makes sense to you,
no,
too.
It's not.
Of course it does.
Thank you, Jamie.
You guys are both criminals.
I appreciate you.
You guys are both absolute criminals, all right?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.